Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mixtiles Random Show. I'm David and I'm talking to Mallory today. What's up, Mallory?
Doing well, David. How you doing?
I'm good.
Great.
We were just having a conversation and I was like, Mallory, can I interview you on customer service? And you were like, let's do it. So now we're doing it.
We are. It's a fast moves company.
Yeah, we try to. Cool. So what's going on in customer service? What's up?
Man, stuff is cooking. December is a super busy time for us, which is exciting. We get to try all kinds of new things, bring tons of new people on. So there's moving and there's shaking.
This year, we're doing a very extreme, flexible workforce thing, right? Like, so maybe just give us some numbers. So let's say during October, how many people were working in customer service, just normal month?
About 35 people.
35.
35, 37 on okay. A normal month.
And now?
Almost 140.
140?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, 125-ish.
Wow, that's insane. How do we recruit all these people?
We did most of it just through Facebook recruiting. So mm-hmm. For all of the English reps that we have working, you know, the Facebook ads, people, you know, incoming applications, interview them, find people who seem great.
So pretty much the same recruiting process that we usually do, but sort of adapted for a more lightweight
exactly.
situation.
Much more streamlined, a lot faster, a lot fewer steps, mm-hmm. but enough to control it. We're getting super cool people who write well and are going to kind of vibe with us.
Mm-hmm. And that was my next question. Like, are we still like, do we still feel good about the quality of people that we're getting? What if we have, because it sounds like we hired like 100 people in the last month.
We did do. Yes.
Okay, that's extreme.
Man, it's super extreme.
Good job on that.
Thank you.
That sounds hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been intense. And Scott and Bronwyn, huge, amazing shout out to Scott, head manager of HR in customer service, and Bronwyn, who's doing a lot of the oversight stuff.
You guys must be like on the phone with people all day long.
Yeah, they were. I spent about a week doing what they'd been doing for 6 weeks. And I was like, hats off. They did an amazing job.
How many messages do we get a day now?
It's around 3,000 on busy 3,000 days or more. Yeah. We're getting like, you know, messages that actually had to be answered, 900-ish. So a jump from 900 to 4,000 is, you feel it.
Wow. And then all this craziness is going to be over in like 2 weeks.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's been really interesting to kind of figure out what's the best way to get amazing people in quickly, get them trained and know that they're going to be with us, most of them, for like 5 or 6 weeks. The cool part now is we have all these amazing people who have worked with us for a while, and now we can sort of see how we can use them as like a casual workforce. If we have spikes, like suddenly Beyonce tweets about us or something, we need 20 people, we can snag them.
Nice. And what kind of, like, help us understand, what kind of stuff do you look at on a day-to-day level to make sure that everything is running smoothly? Just, you know, get so many messages, so many new people. Like how do you monitor the situation? How do you tell if we're doing okay or not?
There's kind of two sides of it. You have the operational side of, did they arrive on time? How many messages are they answering? You know, how quickly are they getting back to customers? And then a more detailed kind of oversight side. So there are people who are reading through, you know, teammates' messages to look at tone and quality. And did we apply the tags properly? And were they really cool? And what did the customers think when we asked them about how the experience was? So kind of having people follow up on those two different sides of just ticking the boxes, making sure it got done, and then looking at how well it got done. Mm-hmm. We have people who specifically do that for the whole team.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Tell us a little bit about how the, customer service is by far the biggest section or department or team at Mixtiles. How is it organized today?
We've got English is about 80% of what's coming in. And then we have four other languages, Spanish, German, Italian, and French. And there's a head of customer service for each of those languages at the moment who are overseeing the reps beneath them and are taking care of the box ticking and the oversight of the quality and also raising, you know, relevant issues to me so we can get them followed up with the different teams here in the company. And then we of course have our own internal HR, which is Scott. We have Brahman who's doing the oversight side of things. Caitlin's doing knowledge management. We have Sarah doing analytics.
What's knowledge management?
Ooh, great question. That's basically making sure everybody knows all of the things when they need to know them. So Caitlin speaks to pretty much everybody in all the different departments here. At least one person from the department gets her all of the actionable information as soon as possible.
Like which releases are about to come out, features,
exactly.
Changes to the factories, things like that.
Yeah, okay. Any kind of like last minute issues, bugs, what's okay. coming up. We have a knowledge center that is available to all of the customer service reps. So she shares information there, gets, you know, make sure all the saved replies are ready. So as soon as
because customer service agents need to know about what's happening.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe tell us a little bit about that because, you know, people are listening. So
they are.
Maybe it'll help you get better information. Like why do customer service agents need to know what's happening and at what level do they need to know what's happening?
That's kind of like, it's been one of the biggest questions that we've worked on is, how much do customer service agents have to know? And frankly, like, you want them to know even more than they're going to have to tell the customer. When you understand something better, you're always going to be able to give a better answer. Anything that we do that can be seen in the wild, a customer service rep should know about, because somebody's going to ask us about it. Mm-hmm. And if you're writing to a company, you want to speak to somebody who says, cool, I got you. This is what the deal is. And here's how I'm going to take care of you.
Okay. Last question.
Cool.
What is it that matters in our communication with customers? Like, sort of what are we going for there?
I think it should be surprisingly awesome. Okay. You know, a lot of times people come in kind of like hunched up and like upset, like, oh, this is going to be terrible. I'm going to have to show like proof of purchase. It's going to be a schlep. And we want a schlep is going to be schleppy. Yeah. And we want to like de-schleppify any time that a customer talks to us. We want them to say, wow, like, they were really cool. They were super fast. They were super generous. This was hassle-free. That's awesome. And to kind of have it be that, oh, sort of moment. You know, even if it wasn't, oh my gosh, they gave me 100% refund. It doesn't have to be that. It has to be, this was super pleasant. This was really easy and warm. And they had a really funny gif at the end. You can really do a lot by just being great, friendly, warm, chill, witty communicators. So I think that's really what we're going for, is kind of like that, you know, mm-hmm. differentiating thing for us.
And how do you make that happen at scale? You know, you got 100 people writing messages now. Like, how do you make sure that, you know, the thousands of messages that we send a day are witty, funny, clear, you know?
Honestly, a lot of it is through great preparation and great copywriting, and also just hiring people who are naturally great writers. So mm-hmm. we have a series of saved replies, macros, canned responses, call different things in different platforms, but essentially it's the answers written out for you in a really chill and cool way. And you, as a great person who is, you know, a wonderful communicator and a great writer, can take that, look at Jeff from Indiana who's writing to you, and tweak it so that it kind of fits him personally, but you didn't have to write from scratch. So if we start with a really solid base of really well-written saved replies, that tone and that, you know, attention to detail kind of is in the water supply and is the skeleton of all of our communication.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And how do you test when you recruit people? How do you test if they're good writers?
We put them through a couple of simulations. So mm-hmm. the application itself has a lot of writing. Basically, you know, there's a form document that says, cool, this is how we communicate. Here's some examples. This is the way you should talk to people. Imagine you're writing up the answers to these questions. Give it a go. You want to see somebody who can very easily kind of inhabit that vibe. And then we do an interview process for a vibe check, give them another simulation, see how they take the feedback. And the people who like really knock it out of the park, they join the team.
Mm-hmm. And we hire a few people every month, right?
It depends on, you know, sort of growth and how we're doing. Very often it's one person a month. You know, right now it was many, many, many a month. But yeah, usually it's about one to two people a month.
Cool. Okay. I mean, wow. That's, you know, the world of customer service, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a jungle.
It's a jungle.
It is.
But we have a zookeeper.
We do. So we're safe. It's good.
Okay. Mallory, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
And we will see all of you in the next episode of the Mixhouse Random Show, which happens at random times and with random people. And you never really know when the next episode is going to drop.
It's a good name. It's a good title.